know you came here to say. If you afraid, then come on with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now let me see you get.
You're listening to the Cleveland Browns Radiothon, benefiting the Cleveland Browns Foundation on ESPN 850, WKNR, and ESPNCleveland.com. To bid, log on to ClevelandBrowns.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome in to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford here on ESPN 850 WKNR. But as you heard before I opened the show, it's a very special day here in Berea and all across Browns Nation. This is the opening day of the Cleveland Browns Radiothon and the Cleveland Browns Foundation being so involved in education and bettering education and bettering attendance at school and helping out with one thing, helping out one hand going, helping the other, education, attendance, reading, and the byproduct of all of that, and kids just basically going to school. And the Browns Foundation wants to get deeply involved in that to help get kids into the classroom. And then once they get into the classroom, everything seems to fall in place. I am Jim Donovan, alongside with Matt Wilhelm, your normal co-host here on Cleveland Browns Daily on an absolutely spectacular Tuesday. And we hope it continues with that theme as we get the giving going and get you involved in this Cleveland Browns Radiothon. And also joining us, my partner, Doug Deacon, on the Browns Radio Network. Gentlemen, great to be with you on this Tuesday. I wish we were 1-0.
Right.
Okay, we can deal with a little bit of that. We can talk football throughout the day. We'll have special guests. We'll have great auction items for you. When I was driving in, I was listening to the competitive bidding situation that was going on, guys, for the game at the queue to go see the Cavs play and sit courtside with Joe Haden, which I think was finally won at $3,600. So it included a great night of just going to see the Cavs and sitting courtside, but then going with the great Joe Haden.
And it's a great product now that you have LeBron back, and I'm sure they're going to pick
They're
going to pick a great game. You sit next to another Cleveland star, Joe Haden.
Let me tell you something. If it was just a scrimmage, okay, just to go there right now, that is the hot ticket
in
town, just to go see the Cavs play. But Joe Haden is a great basketball fan, and really, I think Joe played basketball.
I believe
so
as well.
He did, yeah. And he loves going to the Cavs games. And I saw him walk in one of the nights of the finals. And, I mean, he was ready to go. I think he would have gone out and helped out. They were a little thin at point guard at that point, you know, going out. So, Doug, it's good to have you along.
Well, glad to be here. And I think, you know, as you talk about Joe, the one thing that strikes your mind, he is so pro-Cleveland. He is like the mayor.
Yeah.
And he really gets involved in the community and does a lot of things. And to be with Joe, I think, would be a special day.
So you are listening to the 2015 Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon. You can log on to clevelandbrowns.com, and really, that's your GPS system.
It is.
To really get a hold of all the very unique packages that are up for bids here today. I mean, you heard the great excitement and the great bidding war that went on, and I listened to the gentleman on with Riz, who won the package that included going to the Cavs game with Joe Haden, and that he was very, very happy about that. So you can log on to clevelandbrowns.com or the mobile app for your opportunity to bid on once in a lifetime items. And believe me, they really are. We have a great item coming up during our show here, and that's going to be a chance to travel with the Browns to Seattle. And I mean, what a place to go to see the Seahawks and the Browns go at it in that stadium. Bring your earplugs.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, the 12th man, right? It's going to be great. And I think it's I enjoy working here every day, getting an inside look inside this building. But you get an inside look on the plane, the guys that are playing cards, what are they doing, watching film, you know, enjoying getting off the plane with them, walking into the hotel as a part of the Cleveland Browns franchise.
Well, you're going to get plenty of an opportunity to do that. That's a long flight out there.
And I think, you know, every time we go on a road trip, we take some sponsors or people with us, and they're all amazed how, you know, the first thing is the food, because it's an upgrade over normal airline
food.
It
is.
B is the police escort to the hotel, which, you know, some of the people normally only get them when they're driving a little faster.
Very true.
And then obviously Seattle is a wonderful place to be.
Yeah, it really is. So that's going to be a great item, and we'll have that up for bid for you throughout the show coming up. So that's a lot of fun. Did you ever play up in Seattle?
I have, yes, multiple times.
Did you play in the old place?
New place. New place.
Yeah.
Right right when it had opened.
You're not a Kingdom guy.
No, I'm not that old, Jim.
Did you play in the Kingdom?
Oh, I played in the
Kingdom. I remember, wasn't the story one year that the Browns opened up in Seattle? Didn't they open the season up in Seattle and it was a weird trip?
It was a weird trip. The trip I remember is that was the first trip after they cut Kozar.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
that was a Bill Cox story.
That's right, Bill Belichick, and it really was. I can remember that, Doug, because the city was in total uproar that Bernie Kosar was cut by the Browns, and poor Todd Filcox. I mean, you know, he wanted to play quarterback, but imagine having to come in and take over for Bernie Kosar. And the first game they played was up in Seattle, and as I remember in the game, I think the first play went for a safety, didn't it?
Yeah, that's not good.
That was not good. Yeah, yeah. Now the interesting part about that game that day was, Kosar had hooked up with the Cowboys at that point. He had left the Browns and gone to the Cowboys. The Cowboys were playing, I believe, the Cardinals that day, and Fox 8, Channel 8, picked up that game to bring it in. And, of course, the Browns were on NBC at that time. NBC had that package. And the ratings for that day were very, very competitive. Typically, because, for instance, on Sunday when the Browns were playing the Jets, I'm sure they dominated, of course, the television ratings that day. But this day was special because here was Kosar playing with the Cowboys. And he started that day for the Cowboys because Troy Aikman was hurt. So, anyway, Seattle, a great place to go.
It is a great place. And, again, they've become a top NFL football team in the last, 5 years or so. They've got Russell Wilson. They took an L week one, so it's going to be an interesting trip out there.
Well, it's been an interesting offseason for them with the Cam Chancellor.
No Cam Chancellor, yeah.
Yeah, and the Russell Wilson negotiations.
Bobby Wagner's contract.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny when you get to that point and you become a Super Bowl-level team, and they went to two in a row, won one, lost one in heartbreaking fashion. But the rest of the league then picks away at you.
Yes.
They want what you have.
So it comes with winning.
Yeah, they go after your players. Whoa. And, the next thing, you're losing players to other teams, and it's because they were members of a great team with Seattle.
But a lot of the members of the great team with Seattle all of a sudden think they're entitled to more money because they were on a great team, and that causes a salary cap problems.
Anyway, that's the roundabout of going up to Seattle on the trip to Seattle with us and the Browns when we go out there, and that's going to be a great trip, and we hope that you bid on that when that is open and ready to go. But once again, a reminder, you're listening to the 2015 Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon. Log on to the Browns, clevelandbrowns.com, or the mobile app for your opportunity to bid on these once-in-a-lifetime items and to help support education and youth development in Northeast Ohio, as the Cleveland Browns Foundation helps support education and development for youth in Northeast Ohio. So we will sprinkle football throughout the day,
yes,
Matt, but I know you probably had a long day yesterday.
A lot of calls, Jim. I don't know about what.
After the opening game. Remember now, we're going to put that one behind us, and as Coach Pettine said, that goes in a box and you put it on the shelf, and now we move on to this Sunday and the home opener. And I get the impression that the Browns can't wait to play at home Sunday, just to play at home Sunday, but to also, kind of get that bad taste out of your mouth about what happened.
There's nothing better than going back to work. And today is, in fact, their off day.
Yeah.
So for all the players that you hear as a part of the Radiothon, they are giving their time as well to be here and actively participate as a part of the Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon. And it's an exciting day, and you want to overcome, you want to get back to work, and you want to become a winning football team by showing that on Sunday.
But, okay, that's football. That's the football part of it. But now the really important part, the work that we're doing right now here in the Radiothon, and we are going to help get kids into school and attend school. And once they attend school, we just think the mechanism will go off and everything's going to work. Juliana Cole joins us right now. She is the Dean of Student Engagement at Walton Elementary. Beginning your second year there. Yeah. Tell me about Walton Elementary and pull that microphone right up to you. First of all, it's great having you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Walton Elementary School is one of our Cleveland Metropolitan School District public schools, located on the near west side. We are a very diverse school. We have grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and we are an investment school. We have a lot of accolades I'd love to talk about.
Sure.
We are a member of the International Studies School Network, so we bring in global competence as a part of our regular curriculum. We are strong partners with the Browns, actually. The Browns Foundation has been supporting us for the past few years. And Zach, of course, can talk a lot about that impact that they've had on the students. We have a lot of community partners. We are an investment school, which means that we have integrated a community wraparound strategy in our school. So we have over 20 partners that involve that are involved with our school on a daily basis, anywhere from tutoring, Boys and Girls Club, to Metro Health. Lots of resources and services providing our students and families with things to improve their academics and daily life.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's slide that microphone over to our very, very special guest. Hi, Zach. Zach Wachowski.
Wachowski
is joining us, seventh grader at Walton. And how do you like going to school there? And what has the school done for you so far? What have you noticed?
Well, it's great going to Walton School. It's, in my opinion, the best school in CMSD. And they've given me a great education. Great studies.
Study habits. Yeah, taught you how to study.
Yeah, they did teach me how to study. And gave me hope.
Yeah. Wow. That's,
I've got a question for you,
Zach. That says it all, doesn't it? Give him hope.
With a football organization that focuses on winning football games, how cool is it that they have found, giving back to the youth in our local community? It's got to feel very, very special. And then for you, has it made learning fun again, to know that those resources are available to you to just dive in and grow and become, the sponge that we all are, taking in all that information and growing, as a young man in this world?
Of course. And, the Browns have helped me a lot. They are a winning team. I love the Browns. And they've helped my school. They're also giving me hope. They make it fun to learn because I know the Browns got our back, against Freenissimo. Hey, we got the Browns.
You can lean on them, right?
Yeah, lean on
good.
Them. Good. Yeah.
Giuliani, your school has really jumped up, right, on the very, very important state report card.
Yeah.
Tell me about the state report card, the dimensions of that, and then what your school has done and how you've really jumped up, and you have scored a better grade, right?
Yeah, we've scored a much better grade. We made really great gains in the first 2 years as a school named an investment school. And I love to boast about this because it's really about our students succeeding on standardized tests. They're tested often throughout the school year. Locally, we assess our school's success based on attendance, based on academics, based on school climate, if the students feel safe and supported in their school. And overall, our school has rated highly in our school district and in the state. So we have made great gains over the past 2 years, one of the investment schools that has made one of the greatest gains, which we're very proud of. And we owe everything to our students working hard, getting to school on time, and feeling that sort of intrinsic motivation after succeeding. The Browns Foundation has been there from the get-go. They opened up our school year last year, not this academic year, but last year, and they've always been rallying around our students. They came in over the holidays. They do robocalls.
Yeah, that's right.
They did an awesome robocall.
Yeah, Dante Whitner, the coach, yeah. Mike Pettin. And the robocall situation is they make these calls, and they go out to students and their families and say, hey, listen, we want you to be in school today, right?
Yeah.
Hey, be in school today. We're counting on you to be there.
And about a year ago, if we'd mentioned the Browns, there was an uproar in our school. And now when we mention the Browns, the kids are like, oh, yeah, that's our team. Those are our supporters. They've got our back. It's a fantastic relationship.
Not a bad group of guys to have as big brothers.
Actually, 9 players came to support our students last year. And they were in our school all day greeting all of our students and just sort of hanging out for the day. It was really, really fantastic.
Do you feel like the emphasis that the Cleveland Browns have put on education locally has almost helped the kids think that school is, in fact, cool again? Because they're supported by a football organization that is a growing business that, publicly and nationally, we just shine such a huge light on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Our student body came up with a core sort of expectations called the ROAR. And it means ready to learn, own your behavior, always safe and respectful. And then the Browns Foundation came together and made really awesome posters that we have all over the school. And when they talk to our students, they talk about our ROAR.
Cool.
So it's, it's a team, really. We've developed a team, and it's that kind of culture that we have in the school.
Do you have a graph at school that kind of shows where the attendance has gone over the last couple of years and the education, the grades?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we compare all of that. We get quarterly reports, and it's always something to sort of give ourselves a pat on the back for, give the students a pat on the back. I think that kind of motivation that they get on a daily basis and that support that they get from their peers, from the staff, the educators, and from the Browns is what keeps them going, because that's what they're going to remember later on in life. You work hard, and then you'll make great gains, and that's what they've seen over the past 2 years.
So tell me this. I really never realized, and it's, you know, something like this and what the Browns Foundation is doing that kind of puts a spotlight on it. I never realized that it was something as simple, and it's obviously not simple, as attendance. I mean, just getting the kids to school.
Absolutely. I think that if you're not in school, then you're not going to learn. You're not given that opportunity to grow with your peers.
Yeah. Have you experienced that, Zach? Is attendance better for you now?
Yeah, attendance is way better for me now. Last year, I missed one day, and that was because of illness.
Yeah.
But it's gotten a lot better for me now because I realized I missed so much in that day.
Right.
I got to get caught up, and it's so important for kids to go to school.
Yeah.
To get their education.
And Juliana, one last question for you is, do you feel like if school is in fact fun and they're getting something out of it, that when a student goes home and has that, you know, jubilation and excitement about school in front of their parents, it makes those parents kind of partner with their kid to go above and beyond to make sure that their kids are in fact at school every day?
Oh, absolutely. We have incredible relationships with our families because they're in school every day, dropping their kids off, eating breakfast with them. But that kind of the relationship with the Browns in a huge way has helped improve our family relationships because the families obviously know the Browns very well.
Sure.
And they want to get involved just as much as our students. Our students were writing essay contests for the Browns, and families were getting involved in that, and they love being around. There's a hype, there's a culture of just excitement. So it permeates throughout the family.
Is there a positive peer pressure around where the other kids kind of try to motivate one another to make sure they're there? Where it's, if somebody was skipping school, would you, Zach, go up to them and say, hey, why don't you come? It's, you know, we're having a good time.
Yeah, I would say that. I would say, why are you skipping school? Because you need an education. I would say, yeah, come on, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be in school.
Right.
Because if you, let's say they want to become a Browns player, they can't skip school.
Now, are you a Browns fan, Zach?
Yes.
Have you always been a Browns fan?
Of course.
Absolutely. Who's your favorite player?
Joe Haden.
Joe Haden. All right, Joe Haden, huh?
Opportunity to sit with him at the Cavs game just went for a lot of money towards the foundation. Should be proud.
$3,600. Enjoy yourself on that night. You're definitely there. This is some way, as I read about your school, this is really amazing. I mean, your staff, too, mm-hmm. your teaching staff, your faculty is very diverse mm-hmm. and really, you know, lends to the many different cultures, I would imagine, that your students come from to come to Walton Elementary.
Yes, absolutely. We think that global competence and experiential learning is really, really important in our students' sort of understanding the opportunities that exist in the world. And we have a lot of faculty that have taught overseas that are from different countries, that speak multiple languages, and that really adds to the experience because not only are they teaching our students, but we're sharing experiences. It's about building relationships as well between teachers and between students, and our students have a vast array of experiences that our teachers haven't had, and our teachers have a vast array of experiences that our students haven't had. So there's that kind of relationship that we're building, and it's incredible to have such a diverse group of educators working to support our kids.
So the abbreviation that we're going to talk about a lot here today, and the Haslam family that has really gone all in with
yes.
the Browns Foundation on this, is we'll mention the CMSD, the Cleveland Metropolitan School District.
Yes,
all right.
You got
so it. When you hear us say CMSD, it's because we don't want to be too breathy and go Cleveland Metropolitan School District. When you took on this challenge to become the principal here, did you say
the dean
here?
Dean.
All right, there you go.
Dun, dun,
right.
Dun.
Tell me this, the dean here.
Listening.
What was that like? I mean, did you say, wow, this is a tremendous challenge for me?
A tremendous challenge, a tremendous opportunity. I've worked in the neighborhood for the majority of the time I've lived in Cleveland, and I love it. I love our families. I love education and youth leadership development. So I took it on as a great opportunity to get to know our families better, to get to know students, and to be able to make a positive impact.
How about this? The current bid on the Seattle charter trip, and that means that you go with the Browns and with all of us as we travel out to Seattle when the Browns take on the Seattle Seahawks, is now $2,100.
$500, Zach. It must be your good luck. And you being a guest on our show, the bid has just gone up $500 while you've been on the show.
Well, that's great, huh? Isn't that great? Now, do you play football, Zach?
I don't play in a league. I play with my friends at
school,
of course.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. So you're getting seventh grade now. You're looking down the pipe here at high school coming up soon, right? Yeah. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah.
And what high school? What high school would you go to there?
I could. I would like to go to Max Hayes. That's my goal. I hear it's a really good school.
Wow. That's great. That's terrific that you've obviously really gotten into this. You're taking the right attitude towards it. The school is offering you the opportunity to do that. The Browns are offering the school the opportunity to, do a lot of work here. So it looks like it's a really good equation here, just to use the school term, all right? It's a good equation that's going to add up to beneficial for everybody. Zach, thanks for coming in.
No problem, man.
Absolutely. Wish the Browns a lot of luck on Sunday.
Can I give a shout-out?
Yes, you can, yeah.
I'd like to give a shout-out to all my Walton School scholars and 7th grade Miss Oaks class.
There you go.
See, they're not students. They're scholars, right?
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Scholars, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Juliana, thanks very much.
Thank you so much for having
us. It was really nice meeting you. Very interesting. You spread the message very, very well.
Thank you.
Juliana Cole joining us as we visit with members of the Walton School faculty and the dean, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. And Zach, a proud 7th grader. Thanks for coming.
A Browns fan.
And a Browns fan. And a Joe Hayden fan. I'm sure Joe will be happy about that. Thanks a lot, Zach. All right. Good to talk to you guys. And we continue on here on the Cleveland Browns Radio-a-thon. We can keep people up to date with what's going on. There's a big board. You've got the sight line on
that.
Do you want to pick out?
Total raised thus far, $46,406.
Which is ahead of the pace of last year,
very
right?
much so.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Which is ahead of the pace last year. Now, the Haslams are going to match everything that is raised through the Radiothon, okay? So we'll have the Radiothon and what's going on there. There's that money, and then they're going to match that, Doug, which is going to be nice.
Well, I'm looking at some of the items. There's this fishing trip with Joe Thomas.
Yes.
That looks pretty enticing.
Yes.
Of course, that'd be like draft day with Joe.
Yeah, remember Joe went on a fishing trip with his dad, didn't he, the day he was drafted?
On draft day.
Third overall?
Yeah.
Was it third overall?
So.
Yeah, I think he was.
He wasn't even available via phone to find out. He had to come back to shore. I'm
sure. Because remember now, usually guys go and they sit in that green room and they wait behind the stage at Music City Hall, Radio City Music City Hall, Music Hall for their name to be called out. But here, Joe went on a fishing trip. He was pretty confident he was going to go, that it wasn't going to be a long way, but he was with his dad, and that's great. And, it's interesting when you talk about all these Browns players, and we visited with Zach and Juliana here, but when you talk to Browns players, they usually have great memories of their school days, not just their college, but their high school or some coach or some teacher that really kind of guided them the right way.
Well, you look at Johnny Manziel. I mean, he's got that high school coach that came into Cleveland to live with him throughout this offseason and help guide him. So you talk about the relationship that he built, with an educator and a coach while he was in high school.
Absolutely. So we're just underway. Had a great visit with Juliana and Zach from the Walton Elementary School here on the west side of Cleveland, and we want to thank them very much. We are with you on Cleveland Browns Daily. Different Cleveland Browns Daily, but as always, driven by Liberty Ford. Matt Wilhelm, as always, here on the show. Doug Deacon and I, Jim Donovan, joining you. We'll take a timeout, and we'll be back. Remember, go to clevelandbrowns.com. Take a look at these once-in-a-lifetime auction items and packages that are up for bid, and then pick one out and make a bid, and you're doing a lot of great work. Back with more after this.